Welcome to the C3 Church podcast. Here at church, we are passionate about people and helping them in their walk with God. We hope this Sunday message speaks to you today.
We have one of our location pastors that's going to be speaking today. We're outside of series and we've got a location Sunday across all our locations where they're having live speakers because they often have the video. And today, we've got my favourite son. Would you please welcome Pastor Josh Campbell.
He did always remind me growing up that I was his favourite but only son, so I don't know what that means. Well, good morning. Good morning. Today we're going to be looking at the topic of courageous friendship, as you can see on the screen. But as we start this morning, I want to give a big welcome to our Church Online community, our community through Way Out TV, who are in prison watching this morning. So come on, why don't we give a massive welcome to those. So we're just here today. So we've got our online, Cambridge, Bury have got a standalone message, Colchester have got a standalone message. So we're going to talk about Cambridge today. Wow, you love the city of Cambridge, I do. Well, we've just moved out of our Roman series, as we've already said, and I do want to just like put a real big underline under the call for coming back tonight. We've mentioned a few weeks in a row now to come back for the 5:30, but I think if there's any service that you should prioritize coming back to, it's a baptism service. For two reasons. One, it's a great way to encourage those that are getting baptized. But also, secondly, I find my faith most stirred and encouraged when I hear the testimony of the people that get baptized. For me, I benefit from seeing these people be baptized because it's a story of Jesus working in their lives. So if you're feeling discouraged, if you're feeling like you need a little bit of, you know, energy and ability to keep on going, come tonight. You will leave encouraged and you will leave stirred. Okay, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your church. I pray that today the words I speak will have an impact into lives. We'll see people changed, all for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Have you ever needed a friend? You ever wanted someone to talk to? Have you ever needed help? I think we can all agree to those questions. We need one another. Today, the topic courageous friendship is one that I've been thinking about over the last few months, and I've taken some of this material today from a two-part message series that has been preached by a pastor called Levi Lusco in the US, who does 2 one-hour messages. We're not here for 2 hours today, don't worry. 2 one-hour messages on the subject of friendship. So if you hear this today and think, I want more content, go onto YouTube, search for Levi Lusco and friendship, and it will come straight up. According to the 2022 health survey, 1 in 5 adults will have experienced loneliness at least some of the time. As many as 22% of adults feel lonely the entire time. People who report bad or very bad general health are nearly 3.5 times as likely to feel lonely at least some of the time. Loneliness is not God's design. Loneliness is not God's design. And yet we've created a society that allows loneliness to grow and develop. Throughout the majority of history, we can see that people were predominantly born, they lived, and they died in the same area where they came from. Relocating was a much more expensive endeavor. It was difficult, but we now live in a world where we can hop on a Ryanair, an EasyJet. We can go on the Eurostar, and we can be in Europe in minutes. And it's not easy, it's not super cheap, but it's easier and cheaper than it's ever been before in humanity. In fact, it would be easier to live a nomadic lifestyle with no commitments, to breeze into town, follow the sun, chase the dream, live your life, no roots. You just do you. but all of this works against building lasting friendships. It's what Levi Lusco said. Today, there is lots of connectedness, but perhaps there are fewer connections than ever before, because there's the illusion of friendship. Social media tells us that we have friends, that we're friends with everyone. You can have thousands of friends through social media, through Facebook. Hey, I've got 1,000 friends on Facebook. I've got friends. We think we're friends with everyone. Celebrities are more accessible now than ever before. We can see what they're eating for breakfast. We feel like we know them, but we know zero. They know zero about us, zero about us. It's a false friendship. It's an illusion of friendship. See, it is possible to know about these celebrities on our feed, where they've been traveling, what they've been up to. It's possible to know more about these people than we do the own people in our real lives, in our real lives. We have entertainment options for days. We can stay in this sort of comatose-like state where we don't have to think about how we're feeling or what's going on in our lives by suppressing it. We can just numb it with hours of Netflix or doom scrolling on social media. Or if we run out of streaming service on Netflix, it's okay because we've got Disney Plus, we've got Amazon Prime, we've got all sorts, we've got BBC iPlayer. We can go on and on. The list is seemingly endless and getting more and more expensive because you have to keep buying all these streaming platforms. You don't have to do that, but they just seem to keep on coming. And then if we get hungry, we could go outside and go find some food, or why not stay in? Just Uber Eats. Deliveroo, just eat, order it. And why would you want to go outside anyway? Because it's probably raining. So it's always raining. And if it's not raining, it's sunny for 5 minutes, and then it is raining again 2 minutes later, and then it's sunny, and then it's raining, and then who knows what the weather is going to be doing. I'm waiting for the day when we have rain, sun, snow, rain, snow, sun. It probably will happen. Well, why would you want to go outside? Because then you have to talk to someone. See, when this delivery driver does come, are you going to wait by the door and say, hello, nice to meet you? No, you're not. You're going to leave the door closed, text them the code to leave it, and then wait until they've left so you don't have to talk to anyone. Isn't it mad that this is a life that you can actually live? That you can actually live like this? And not just when you're sick and avoiding people, but you can actually choose to live without any single social human interaction. This is not the Bible way. This is not the Bible way. Ruth and Naomi are one of the all-time friendships. They're like the Ant and Dec of the Bible. Maybe they're not the Ant and Dec. Maybe they're the Batman and Robin of the Bible, or the Tom and Jerry of the Bible. Ruth 1:16 says this, "But Ruth replied, 'Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, even if death separates you and me.'" So we're going to unpack today. How can we develop courageous friendships? Number one, keep an open heart. Keep an open heart. We live in the southeast, or at least we could say East Anglia area of England here, and there's many things that we're known for in Cambridge. But if you talk to anyone from the north of England about meeting people here in Cambridge, they'll all say one thing. They're not very friendly around there. They don't really talk to you. They're a bit grumpy down in the south of England. They're much more friendly up north. They're much more friendly in Liverpool, say, for example. Hebrews 13 says this, "Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering." This week, we had C3 Group in our house, and I looked around the room and reflected as we were chatting. and realized that not a single person in that room had I known for maybe more than a year. We started our group in February 2023, and we've now developed some great friends as a result of the connection we've made. But we live here in Cambridge in a transient city. People come for all sorts of different reasons. You could be in the US military. You could be in the British military. You could be an undergraduate. You could be a postgraduate. You could be here on a short-term placement for something or a short-term work contract or many other different reasons. People come and people go. But all people matter and have value. When I was around 20 years old, I was studying in Coventry for a year, hoping that they beat Man United today in the football. Come on. I'm going to move on. And I came home to C3 one weekend and had found that there was new people that had come to C3 when I'd been living away in Coventry. How strange, you know, people came while I wasn't there. In fact, there was this new couple that I'd met that they'd moved in with another couple that I'd sort of made friends a little bit with before we left. And there was this American couple, and they were fun, and they were full of life, and they were loud, but also sort of inspiring. And I wanted to get to know them better. And there was this sort of mysterious Australian couple as well. And they were this, they were just like the coolest people I'd ever seen, I think. They were just this cool gang of people. And I just thought, I want to get to know these people. They were like proper musicians as well, and they sort of inspired me to think, right, I want to get to know these people. And we got chatting, we became friends, and in fact, I didn't realize the significance of these friendships that I have in my life. They helped me to mature and to grow up in ways that I didn't know that I needed. Josh and Eva, the Australians, they took me to Top Man. You're thinking, okay, am I going to Top Man? Josh encouraged me to buy the first ever pair of skinny jeans that I ever wore. First ever. I remember going to the shop, and I'm not sure what was the more significant moment, whether it was buying the skinny jeans or the fact that when I got to the till, there'd been a labeling issue, and I managed to get these jeans for £3. £3, come on. I mean, if that's not a divine appointment, I don't know what is. £3. Autumn, the friendly American, told me, Josh, you need a haircut. And I'm going to cut your hair, because she was a hairdresser, not just because she was that desperate. Steve challenged me in ways that I just didn't know I needed challenging. He asked me questions that other people hadn't asked me before about my life with Jesus, about my devotional life, and he helped me to grow and mature. I had some of the most fun and formative experiences with those guys serving on team together. They were all musicians, and we all served in the worship team. It helped me to grow as a musician and as a worshiper. They're no longer here in Cambridge. They're no longer here in this city. Steve and Autumn moved back to Oregon in the US, and Josh and Eva moved back to Australia. And if I was hard-hearted and cold, I could have missed out on, for me, what was probably some of the most formative friendships in a time when I was learning how to be a grown-up, when I was learning how to be an adult. Friendship that have also continued to go beyond the walls of our kind of locality. And when we were able to go out to the US, we met up with Steve and Autumn. We stayed with them. When we went out to Australia, we met up with Josh and Eva. They're friendships that have gone beyond the area, beyond our locality. Because we need to keep an open heart. We need to keep an open heart, not be cold-hearted and think, I've got my few people, that's it, I'm done. Because you just don't know who God has placed in your life that may influence you, but also that you can influence others as well. The Bible teaches us that we are set apart, yet we are still a part of the world around us. Take the first step. Be the first to smile when you catch someone's eye. Choose to bring a different culture than the norm. A smile costs nothing. You don't have to be an extrovert to smile. My second point is this: stay humble. No one likes an arrogant know-it-all. They grind on you. They frustrate you. Proverbs 11:2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. Does anyone here that has that friend that just has to one-up them on everything? You know, if you say, I ran 10K yesterday, they'll say, great, I ran 12. Cool. If you got a promotion, they got a new job and a pay rise twice. If you played football with them and you scored one goal, they scored 10. Annoying. Annoying. Don't be that person. Philippians 2:3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. This is so countercultural. So countercultural. And I think we've gotten it so wrong in society and in church. And I think we've made the self an idol. That we've made self an idol. The world has taught us that if we feel something, it's correct. That if we feel a certain way, we're right. That if no one can tell us otherwise because we feel how we feel. But unfortunately, it's not the Bible. It's not the Bible. Hear me clearly on this. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying don't value yourself. I'm not saying don't prioritize safety, healing, right rhythms of rest. I'm not saying any of those things. But I'm saying that the Bible teaches us something else. What is the golden rule? The golden rule is this. Matthew 7, verse 12. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Have we lost this? Have we forgotten that we're supposed to treat one another as we would like to be treated? That we would like to be treated. Treat one another well. Treat one another as you would like to be treated. When you truly think about that, that's hard. That's hard because we should treat ourselves as sons and daughters of the King, as people who are chosen, who are set apart. And yet we can get distracted and forget those things about our own identity and then put our own faults and failures onto other people. And yet we need to choose a better way. God has a bigger way, a better way. My third point is this. Don't be a coward. Don't be a coward. It's a strong word. Difficult conversations, moments of awkwardness, being willing to say the things that no one else will to keep your friend on the right path. These are all part of building lasting, healthy friendships. Please don't live offended. Don't live offended. I'm sick and tired of people hearing of stories of people who've become offended, and rather than dealing with their offense, they decide, I'm going to live in it instead. I'm going to live in my offense. I'm just going to stay there, and I'm going to live feeling grumpy and angry and like wronged. But don't do that. Deal with your stuff. Don't let it fester. Sometimes I think that we think that God's will is our preferences. That God's will is our preferences. What does that mean? Well, if we feel like it's right, then it must be what God intended for us because he loves us after all. But that is an entirely too narrow-minded and short-sighted sentence. I've been challenged lately by the notion of God's will. I've been struck by the story of Jonah. Jonah knew he was running away. He knew he was running away, that he was leaving the path that God had asked him to follow. And what happened next? Stormy seas. So rough that they couldn't get the boat back to dry land. So rough that they couldn't feel like they were safe. So rough that the solution was to take Jonah and to throw him over the side. Could you imagine being in that situation? You read about it in the Bible and think, oh yeah, Jonah, the fish came and he was thrown in. Could you imagine being on a boat with relative strangers and just thinking, don't really know what to do here. Sea's a bit rough. I'm the problem. You need to throw me in. You need to throw you in. Could you imagine if someone just came up to you and you're just cruising down on a punt down the River Cam and someone says, it's a really rough patch up in front. If you just throw me over the edge, it'll be fine. Sorry, no. Well, anyway, somehow Jonah convinced them to throw him over the side. And Jonah then was swallowed by a big fish, a big fish. And it all works out, and eventually he follows God's path destined for him. But as I hear that story, I can't help but think, maybe that resonates for some of you in this room today. Maybe you think, I'm not following where God has wanted me to follow. I'm not going where God has intended for me. I've wandered off. Maybe you've wandered off today, his path. You think, I'm not living like God has intended me to live. Maybe you think, I've got relationships today that are no longer following the path that God has laid out for you. Maybe there's friendships, relationships that you haven't been truly honest in and that you need to address an issue with. Maybe the friendship on the face of it seems fine, but you know that there's an issue there that you haven't dealt with and you've let sort of sit and lie and you haven't said anything. Well, maybe today's the day to deal with it. Maybe this week, maybe this month, maybe this hour, but maybe God's stirring something within you right now to say, I can't live with that any longer. God's called me to live a better way. Too often we're hoping that the other person might be a mind reader. They might be a mind reader, but they're not. Don't jeopardize a relationship because of a lack of courage. Because of a lack of courage. Speak up. I guarantee you it will be healing. I'm not guaranteeing it will be perfect plain sailing. I'm not guaranteeing it will be all hunky-dory and rosy. But having a difficult conversation might just be the thing needed to bring healing to a damaged relationship. I'd love you to identify some areas today and think, where's that conversation that I've allowed to stall, to end, or that I need to have the boldness to speak up? And I pray that today will be a day where we hear restoration of relationships, friendships, marriages as a result of boldness and courage. I'm just about to wrap up for today's message, but I just want us to focus on Jesus before we finish today, and then we're going to pray together. Who can we look to? Jesus. Who can we look to? My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John 15:12-13. These are the words of Jesus. These are the words of Jesus. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. It's a big call. It's a high calling. We don't live an easy faith. We don't live this sort of keep on turning up on Sundays, 10C3 groove, do the things that you're asked to do, and it's all going to be fine. No, this is a laying your life down faith. It says, God, he came down to earth as Jesus, his son, to die on the cross because he loved us so much. And that is true of every single individual. And we need to treat people like that, that Jesus died for them. So therefore, we should treat them like they're valued because you're valued, because we should treat one another as we would want to be treated. So I encourage you today, let's choose a better path, a better way. And let's believe for restoration as we head out through our week. Can we all stand in this place this morning, if you're able? If you're feeling you want to lay something off today and you need to maybe forgive someone or you're carrying something, then there's this thing that I've seen a few people do, and I wanted to do it this morning. My mum's done this a few times. I've seen Margaret Stan do it. Can you just place your hands out in front of you? And everybody do this. Why don't you just take that thing on your heart that you're thinking, God, was that offense? Help me to get past it, Lord. I want to forgive. I want to move forward. And just as you forgive and as you choose to pray, then just turn your hand over and let that thing go, as a sign to yourself that I'm letting go today of all those things that are affecting me, that relationship that has bruised me. And God, I want to move forward today to choose to restore relationships, to live in unity, not to live apart from one another. this week on Tuesday, I gathered in the Guildhall with a load of different church leaders from across Cambridge. And there was this beautiful picture of unity as we gathered together, because God wants us to be unified as a body, as the church, to say, yeah, we can do this together because we're better together than we are apart. So I want to encourage us today, let's take that call seriously, that we're better together than we are apart. Maybe you need to take your phone out and text someone and just say, hey, can we chat? Or even just strike up a conversation and be courageous with your ask today. I'm going to pray and then we're going to sing one final song together. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came down to earth, that you came down to restore relationship with us. Thank you that you are example, our example. I pray today for marriages, for friendships, for relationships, for people in this room and hearing the sound of my voice, that there would be restoration, that things would be changed as a result of your goodness, your grace to us in our lives, God. I pray that we'd be courageous today. Give us boldness to act, not to allow things to fester, and that we would be a people who go out and live a positive life with open hearts and just want to see your name glorified in everything that we do, including our relationships. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's sing.
Thank you for listening to the C3 podcast. If this message has spoken to you today in some way, we would love to know. Reach out to us at hello@thec3.uk. And if you want to extend the reach of what we do here, why not consider giving by going to thec3.uk/giving. And as always, subscribe to our channel and share this episode with a friend. We hope to see you soon.